السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. After some silence, I was traveling, forgive me for that. But in the meantime, I did not receive any message, like said, where is the messages? Abid went for silent. And now Brother Habib promised to send me reflection, and now it's almost 10 days. There is only two people, most of the time, reflect and share their reflection. The another one is silent. Anyway, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reflect and live according to reflection. And during my traveling, I'm watching, I'm listening, and I came to some reflection. I will share it with you. Many years ago, I don't remember how many, but long time ago, one non-Muslim, he asked me a question. He said, how come messenger and prophets is not in different area of the world and all the reporting in Jerusalem and Arabic area? Allah create and Allah choose. Why? We will never comprehend why. But something came to me in this trip. When you look to Japan, Iceland, Finland, Greenland, Alaska, Argentina, Latin America, many area in China, you name it, Indonesia, you have many beautiful area. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Meaning when you look at the creation of Allah containing a lot of beauty. But all this area also full of volcano, earthquakes, major crises. And now you find people traveling, taking photo. That's it. And even the people of the area, they did not get the message of the volcano or earthquake or tsunami. And they do not get the message of the beauty of Allah. And the people who take the picture is the same. I see some documentary about people standing in a hole of a volcano. And the volcano rupture once in a while, very tiny, boiling. And people, wow! Imagine the boiling water, the boiling acidy water coming from the ground. And people said, wow. And I remember where it's coming from. It's coming from the depth of the ground. If Allah allow this to reach us, it will melt us in no time. Meaning what? Meaning ultimate heedlessness. By this way, we see the beauty of Allah and we get distracted. And we see the messages and power and might of Allah and torture of Allah, the wrath of Allah, and we do not get the wisdom behind it. Think, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the messenger prophet in desert, in an area quiet? Just one message came in my heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want them to be distracted. And is not the beauty of the earth is more important, is the oneness of Allah. Today, the whole ummah, Muslim and non-Muslim, is making big things about the voting in the United States. Please, go to Google, go to YouTube, and type, who run the White House? Who behind the power behind the White House? Who run the President of the United States? Who run the Congress? Who run the United States? Today, you have too many power behind the curtain running the political show. And they make us believe about this called puppet president or politician is the one who's running it. No, it's not. It's not. this what they want us to believe is a destruction. What the difference between us, that, and what going on all over? It's a destruction. Beauty is a destruction. Calamity is a destruction. You name it, is a destruction. Unless you are a mu'min, I will share with you later on verses of Quran about the beauty of Allah, what it created for. It created for, according to Quran, to make us relax, to make us united with Allah, to make us remember His mercy and His quality, to make us remember Jannah, not to take a photo and that's it. No, big musibah. Similar, Allah gave us in Quran messages like Fir'aun. Fir'aun, the enemy of Allah, to care about Musa alayhi salam, the enemy of Fir'aun. By this way, is the Muslim today say, oh Allah, make the president of the United States, whoever who he is, to work for us, and for goodness sake, like the way Allah make Fir'aun work for Musa? Or we get distracted to the point we believe in the president and we're not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine we so scared of a human being, or we build all this feeling in, and we get distracted and we forget what happened to Obama. What happened all the promises of Obama? Did Obama did anything for what he promised? Or he fulfilled the agenda once he get all the White House? And this coming to our personal life. Same. We get distracted. We get distracted to the point we believe in people, we believe in condition, and we do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our belief is so weak. Our belief in the qadr of Allah is so weak. The qadr of Allah will take place with whatever name. The name, it doesn't matter. The person doesn't matter. And we forget another thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, He tell us many times in Quran, let them plot and plan. And He plot and plan. And the plot and plan above them. Where is all this? What's happening to us? Is our iman so weak? So weak. We get distracted of beauty. We get distracted of calamity or whatever you call it. We get distracted of politics, we get distracted of people, we get distracted of family, we get distracted of husband and wife, we get distracted of kids, we get distracted of economy. What it mean? One scholar, he explained the whole life and what it contained and the work of shaitan to distract us from where we going. And we supposed to have the whole life as a tool to help us to achieve our destination. Poor human being. Wallahi, poor human being. Go to all this area and you look at the people's faces, look at their style of life. It's so empty. So lonely. A lot of committing suicide. A lot of unhappiness. A lot of uncertainty. The beauty of the places, the beauty of Allah did not causing any happiness. The economy did not cause any happiness. The beauty of the men and women did not cause any happiness. The dunya perspective did not give any happiness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He have the constitution of happiness. Please read the happiness or the constitution of happiness in Quran. You will understand. It has none of the above. Similar, if you read about Qadr and believe in Allah and His Qadr, everything we talk about, it doesn't mean nothing. And if we get distracted with all of the above, something wrong with our faith. And even something wrong with our intellect. I'm watching the politics of the United States for almost 40 something years. President come and president go, I can give you detail about each one of them. It doesn't matter, it's a game. It's a game. The game and who running the show. Read. Read it by even a lot of non-Muslim road, and they have it already. Who running the show? Who is the power running all the country and all the economy of Earth? Is all manipulation. And even politics is manipulation. The news and manipulation is all to make us distracted and be busy and keep talking. And their plan is going on. What about Allah's plan? What about Allah's Qadr? Which one overriding either is their plan overriding Allah? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Or Allah's plan and Qadr overriding everybody? Is any verse in Quran tell us worry about Trump or Hillary Clinton? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is a big musibah. Big, big musibah when we be distracted with a condition and we forget the owner of condition. The one who make the condition work for you or against you. Why Allah give us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam? What about the staff of Musa alayhi salam? What about them? What happened to Yusuf alayhi salam? All this story doesn't mean nothing. What happened to the elephant? We forget. All of a sudden, we forget. Imagine how weak our iman is. And instead of trusting in Allah, rely on Allah, have faith in Allah, this is what causing. The economy will cause. Beauty will cause. Politics will cause. Is not Allah will cause. Give me one verse in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you run after them. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, run after me, trust me, rely on me, get closer to me. Go back to the session about victory, the journey of victory within, verse of journey of defeat within. We forget what journey mean, what victory mean, what defeat mean. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wake up big time before it's too late. Wake up big time before it's too late. Wake up big time before it's too late. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What it mean? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What it mean? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. What it mean? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever have a situation, and he said the same word Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah will save him. What is that? حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. What about لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please trust in Allah, rely on Allah, make istighfar and tawbah, do your job. And when you see somebody coming to be the enemy of Islam, don't worry about it. Islam belongs to Allah, this is his deen. You generate war against Allah, Allah will generate war against you. What about me as a Muslim? Do your job, Allah will save you and guard you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This only for you if you're still alive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. When you listen to my message, when you see the condition of the Ummah, individual, collective, and nations, you find out we are in a deep of shirk and the association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no belief in Allah. We have no trust in Allah. Because when you think about it, what happening here? What Allah want? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us about the battle of Badr, Uhud, and Hunayn? What the difference? One Muslim was very weak, has no support, very small amount of number, against all the odd, and Allah give them victory. Second one, when they believe they win, and they disobey Rasulullah, Allah make them lose. And Hunayn, when they like their own power and amount. Allah make them defeat it. By this way, do Allah need money? Do Allah need power? Do Allah need amount? Allah do not need all this. If He won't give you a victory, individual or collective, all the mean in the hand of Allah. Second, my dear brother and sister in Islam, even about beauty. All this beautiful area in earth, it will be destroyed. Allah do not create it to destruct us. Allah created for wisdom. What happens if human beings do not gain the wisdom of what Allah create? What will happen if human beings get distracted instead of gaining the wisdom? Because the whole earth and what it contains only for one purpose. To know Allah, to worship Allah, to believe in Allah, to spread the message, alleviate the suffering, and spread justice on earth. Why? To please Allah. Why? Because we are leaving. Why? To go to Jannah, Akhirah. This our destination is not the earth. What happens if we get distracted of what's going on? We forget the message. If we have the message, we will not get distracted. If I believe in Allah, I believe in Akhirah, I believe in Jannah, I believe in Jahannam, I believe in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, this not will be our condition. By this way, shaitan condition, all what going on to trial us, are you going to be distracted? Or you focus in what I promise you, to go the ultimate happiness, the ultimate pleasure, the ultimate bounty, Jannah insha'Allah, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the whole message all about. Why the Muslim in last many years, defeat after defeat, defeat after defeat. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, go to journey of victory within. Verse of journey and defeat within. Please listen to it or read the article. Please wake up big time. Because we are in defeat because our status of our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us victory within. And because if we have victory within, Allah promised the victory outside is His job. It has nothing to do with so and so and so and so. May Allah allow us to get the message before it's too late. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.